crossover.
It's a crossover. Absolute double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Hey, do you remember
The Way to San Jose?
No. But thanks for asking. You ever do Smell and Sniff? Were you too young
Scratch
for
and Sniff?
Scratch and Sniff?
Yeah, the stickers?
So,
those
yeah.
were fire.
Or
Scholastic,
or,
baby.
And now they've been replaced. Like, do they still have Scratch and Sniff? Snist. I can't talk.
Yeah.
Stickers. You know, you put them on your notebook here in school. You give them to, like, a girl you want to get busy with in third grade.
I bet.
Hey, here's my strawberries. Does it smell good?
So
yes
now,
or
like,
no?
So the they had the pencils that smelled, too.
Oh, yeah.
So now the thing that smells is like when the Dillard's catalog shows up, it's got all the cologne, you just rip the page off. I had a first in my mailbox this morning.
Okay.
There is a place by me that is opening up that is all about soap.
Yeah.
And it says, peel to smell our most popular scent, Narcissist soap. What do you think a narcissist smells like? Would you guys like to smell this
perfect
before
crossover
me, or...
topic.
Yeah.
Notice he didn't use this on his own show.
Yeah.
He
saved this for the old crossover.
What narcissist smells like?
Hey, yeah. have you seen...
Poll question, Josh.
You know what a soap gripper is?
Oh, yes. We got a
I got
Christmas
one for Christmas
present from someone here.
Hey,
I didn't know what that was.
So I'm
like a little sleeve for your soap dispenser?
No,
it's
no,
like
no.
It looks like brass knuckles, but it goes on the other side.
Yeah, so.
It has these little noobs.
Oh, okay.
And you can
no,
like.
No, I think I know what you're saying, yeah.
So I'm so childish. I took a picture of a bar of soap that I have because I'm that dude that likes to maximize because I use a bar and gel. I like both. Or liquid. Is it liquid? What's the proper term for non-bar soap? Liquid,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
All right, so
like a body wash?
Normal
I
soap.
Prefer a little more masculine term than body wash. Can I say
okay.
body wash?
That's fair.
That'd be cool. I just like, let's just go with liquid soap.
Yeah.
You can't say body wash?
Hey, what body wash do you use? Well, I use...
I think I would just call that soap.
You have not been in a hotel in a while, have you?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, so there's a lot of hotels now.
And they say body wash, right?
Yeah, but they have them like in the shower. So they have the shampoo, the conditioner, and the body washer, and the pumps in the shower.
And the pumps built right into the shower.
Hey, so I got to do this. Would it be time to throw this away? Question mark. This picture that I'm tweeting out is soap. Look how thin I got this bad boy. I'm kind of proud of that.
That's some used soap. You gonna sell that?
How about that?
Damon Benning used
soap. Okay, so now that we're on
that's
to this.
That's pretty sweet, isn't it?
That is down.
I managed to keep it, and it's a most
so
of it's
how long? How long did that take?
This is probably about 5 days.
Wow,
six maybe. But as you know, I have a few peculiarities.
Welcome, Connor. I'll be over here.
I have a few peculiarities.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's dig into this.
Over showering is one of them.
It's a thing that you do, or a thing that you don't like to do.
It's a thing that I do.
Okay.
It's not funny. It's not funny at all. So I got as a gift, I got this shea butter soap, and it was kind of this blue soap, and it lasted almost 2 weeks. It was unbelievably good. Unbelievably good. They make bar soap now so cheap and small. It's like, you know, a couple washes and it's gone.
I don't like bar soap.
I like both.
I don't like bar soap.
I like
at
both.
All.
I don't like to feel oily.
I'll offer up to you guys. I spent a lot of time in the last, you know, 2 months in hotels. I do have a lot of soap.
Oh, you collect?
You do not
you
take hotel soap. Oh, it lasts one wash.
See, I don't use nearly as much soap as you do.
What are you doing with the soap?
Yeah,
it's the size of like a half a candy bar.
I have a thing of
just scrub
body
it,
wash.
Rub it, and get out.
And
he said it like, ooh, burn.
It maybe lasts a year.
Is it scented?
Years.
What scent do you go with?
It's like Old Spice or whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
just a big red jug.
Not that Irish Spring is like super cool.
No, to my credit, we
or your demise.
We have stayed in some really nice hotels this year. And so they have nice shampoo, they have nice soap. And, you know, you never know when you might run into a mooch in your bathroom and you got to give up, you know, some shampoo or soap because you don't want them to use your regs.
Are you taking
them
all?
Are you guys really thumbing your nose up at bar soap?
A little.
No, we're just saying you're going through it.
You probably
very
use
quickly.
A sponge too, don't you?
Like a loofah?
Yeah.
Are they all loofahs?
That's a good question. I don't know the direct terminology.
Does it have a handle or is it, does it
no, it's
go
just
up
like
there
a,
with a little sticky thing? Is
you
it
really
a ball?
Put this on
it
Twitter.
It hangs on the
I'm kind of proud of that, Sharpie.
Like, how many people are going to know what that is?
Well, if they ask me, I'm going to not tell them. Most people know that that's soap.
It's a little questionable.
It's like a piece of cheese.
It's a little questionable.
I got this in my fridge. What?
and the question.
Hey, so that's one of those things. Those that know.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're listening, you get the.
So
you get
can
the
I ask?
Yes.
How far down do you go with the toothpaste before?
Oh, good one.
You throw it away and move on to the next tube.
Well, considering I am a little OCD, the minute I can't keep it straight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's got to go. I push from the bottom, and I like it. I go home and just take a snapshot picture. It is a little weird. I fix my kids sometimes because theirs looks like their handle.
Yeah,
that's annoying.
Well, you have to adjust it every once in a while. Like, sometimes you just get into the mode where you start squeezing it. And
why?
Then after
are you ever in that much of a hurry?
Well, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think about it. I don't push it from the bottom every day. But you could fix it. It's malleable. It's a gel.
It's a good word.
Josh,
good
do
word.
You ever wonder that people that just tuned in now
how
and
did
hearing
we get
some
on
of
this
conversation are yeah. trying to catch up and wondering,
yeah, I don't
what
know.
Am I listening to?
I just think you're using too much soap, Damon.
Yes.
Often. Well,
dude said wrong answers only. Here we go. I should pull this down, but
no.
It's probably a little
well, it'll create
late.
More controversy if it's deleted.
Yeah.
What is it?
You got to leave it up.
Okay, yeah. So
then there'll be a message
Travis
board
already asked me what it is. I figured people would know.
Tell them to listen to the show.
Hey, a man after my own heart. He says, nope, put that bad boy on the bottom of the next bar and you're golden.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Stick it on there.
That's what happens.
And it morphs into one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, haven't you ever had, well, you non-bar soap
yeah,
users
I'm not
can't
a bar
relate
soap
to this, but you get a little of a... It looks, you know, like the end of clay or something, and it falls in the shower, and you, like, push it down the drain because
sure.
it looks ugly.
Fiddler.
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about that if you just...
No, I did not.
The soap we got for Christmas, very gritty.
I like a little grit.
It's like sandpaper at first.
Well, it's got a smell to it. It was great.
Yeah,
that's
got
to be hand soap, though. That can't be bar
smell.
Soap. Or that can't
well,
be
no,
body
no, no.
soap.
My body soap, I buy a...
I'm using it as body soap.
I've told this story, so I can say this out loud.
I buy African soap
sometimes.
Oh, really? Special.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer,
same.
Too. It's got...
But, okay, so this whole discussion
it has a
which
little,
started...
it has a little grit. I guess you'd call it grit to it.
A grit?
Yeah. It's kind of
what's
expensive.
What's the scent like?
It's kind of musky. Hmm. Not musty, musky, like
oh,
like cheap, like, I don't know, like chaps, maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
I got
but,
you.
But that's why you use the body wash. You kind of.
Body wash.
Yeah. That's for the smell good. When you want to like get in there, you use the bar.
Why were you whispering?
Body wash.
I don't know. Not sure. Not sure
my body enough. Produces natural oils, and if you soap too much, then you're...
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm anti-soft water. I'd like to feel like I'm not going to slosh around in my clothes.
Oh, okay.
I like my skin to feel a little more... Not, again, not KD-ish, because I do like good lotion, but I don't want it oily.
Too dry.
Either. Yeah. Why are you perplexed?
I'm just
this?
A simple man. I just get in and
who
get out.
Who steals
man.
Soaps from hotels?
What? No, it's not stealing.
It
like they're
is
no,
too.
They're gonna. So you think they reuse them?
No, that's built into the price of the room.
Yeah,
no, wait a minute.
You just can't steal the robes or
have
what's in the fridge.
It?
What?
Have you opened it?
Well, if I open it and use it, I don't take it home with me. That goes
now. That
in the
would
garbage.
Be funny.
The fridge, they'll if you open up one of those waters, they'll charge you like $8.50. Yeah.
But when you stay at nicer hotels, they've got higher end like shampoos. And they've got soap that maybe you already use regularly. Why not take them? Because all they're going to do is throw them away.
You guys would be really disappointed. And I'm favoriting and liking every last one of them.
There's some good responses.
Nah, plenty of it. Nah, put that bad boy on the bottom of the next bar. Nah, you're good until it crumbles.
Now, is it weird when you walk into somebody else's house and you're washing your hands?
John said, dude.
You're washing your hands at the sink and they have only a bar soap.
Yeah, I'm probably not doing that.
Yeah, I do feel a little, what am I
compelled?
Supposed to do?
Right.
Yeah, I'm
That's
probably not
for
doing
me.
That. I'm not doing that.
That's not for me.
But I don't have bar soap at my sink.
You better have the option to give me the gel.
Just bring your own.
For the hand soap. Bring your own. Or he's got travel stuff with him all the time.
When people come over to your house, do not allow them to use your bathroom.
Do people do bar soap at their sink?
Yeah. Hand soap? Yeah, for sure.
If you come over and hang out, I got options.
I've invited myself plenty of times, and you said we only have to, it's awkward because we have to sit. There's only one main.
Well, I got to share a love seat.
There's only one couch.
Well, no, I have multiple options now.
Okay, well, it's
we
new.
Broke up for 2.5 years.
When you see bar soap, don't you assume it's just decorative?
For some, it is.
There is that.
Yeah.
I got some really colorful, I think it was for a holiday for Christmas or something like that, some really colorful bar soap that I don't even want to use.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like the towels that you have, like, you they're just decorative. You don't want people to wipe their hands on them.
Yeah. But if I see a towel, I'm going to wipe my hand on it.
Spoken like a true bachelor, like those of us that have to have functional households, like we use towels.
Well, I have.
Would a bachelor have decorative towels?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I do. I do. It's a good presentation. My bathroom looks really good, like it's inviting. Because, you know, I might spend a lot of time in there.
This
What's on your curtains?
This dude's opened his stove.
Oh, no,
like
I've got a,
four times,
I got a,
or his oven.
I got a nice shower. I don't have curtains.
And it's to keep warm.
Oh, yeah, so it's a door.
Yes, it's a door.
Very good.
But I have somebody of the opposite sex that does frequent my bathroom, so I got to keep it up on par.
And you have one, right?
Very classy.
Just one bathroom, yes.
Yeah, so you got to.
Oh, yeah.
That's different.
That's different, yeah.
That would be so.
The only thing that is missing is like a TV or a phone.
I don't spend enough time in there not being.
Like, played it on the wall?
Well, so when I was a kid, somebody I used to hang out with my neighborhood, they had a phone in their bathroom, and I thought it was like the greatest thing. Like, they had the nice little newspaper rack where, you know, he had the latest Sports Illustrated, Playboy, and the Des Moines Register. And then you had a phone. And I'm like, how convenient. You can get a couple of things done now. And they were way ahead of the times because who doesn't go into the bathroom with their phone and take care of two things at once?
Naturally.
Every time.
Dude, Ward
said. TikToks. A lot of TikToks.
You like TikToks? We got into this a little bit, and you said you could kind of control it. It's not out of control, or it is out of control?
You can kind of control it. It's not out of control. Yesterday, what were we talking about yesterday? And then I went on last night, and my TikTok
recipes?
Was full of...
recipes? Or boiled ribs?
It was like boiled something. It was bad recipes or something like
Dude,
that.
Dude, did you see that picture Johnny tweeted of those ribs?
Yeah, those look disgusting.
Yeah, what the... Yeah. And Josh said, there was a retraction.
We printed a retraction, Damon. I was mistaken.
Oh, I got dragged into the boiling ribs conversation.
Are you really keeping this up?
You want me, it's up now.
Oh, yeah. I got to see the responses to this.
Hey, so Eddie is right.
Eddie always has jokes. At the power of red. He said he thought it was a slice of cheese.
Tim thinks it's your toenail. Oh, God.
That's
this.
Foul.
Oh, wow.
See, our long answers only tweet.
I'll tell you, if I didn't know that this was soap, I'm not sure what I would think it would be. I don't know.
Someone said a Runza, and I have to agree. It looks like a Runza if I don't know that it's a bar of soap.
That is not good for that brand. Well, we got a little shrinkage on our Runza.
It was in the pool.
Hey, Ken says, I do bar soap at the sink because I travel for business. I have a drawer full of hotel bars of soap. It's all good. You guys looked at me like I was... You know, not supposed to be in here.
When?
Who doesn't do that? You haven't taken soap.
It's not even good enough quality to steal.
Well, don't stay like in a
hotel.
Hotel where the doors open out, not in.
It's not good soap.
But do you have soap?
Usually the indicator
I have
is it
soap.
Curved.
I want my soap.
But I'm very selective.
If it's good soap. If it's rectangular,
lotion,
it's probably not.
Does it have those nubs on the bottom, or is it a smooth bar?
You're probably taking the squares. That's.
Oh, I think he's talking about the bottles.
I'm taking the high-end stuff.
Dude, it's not high-end.
If it's not nailed down, I'm taking
it.
It's
you know Suave. Sorry to any potential Suave endorsers out there. That's not high-end.
Mm. We're just on a different level. Like, you're more likely to walk into a soap shop than me. Like at the farmer's market when they're peddling soap?
No.
I keep walking.
Oh.
You're like, oh, let me take a sniff.
See, no, I would do that. No, I'd be that guy too.
Yeah. See.
And I don't even use. I'm
I
not
can
even
spend
a soap
an hour
guy.
At the B stand at the farmer's market.
Yes, and the salsas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you're on me for not for admitting stuff out loud.
What? I like to look around. I get sucked into Bed Bath and Beyond.
I love
the
farmer's market.
This is what we do, Damon. We try all the salsas at the farmer's market. The non-spicy ones.
I will say this. There are certain people that are more apt to publicly consume things that other people have than other people. Less germ conscious, let's say.
Yeah. No, there is something to that.
COVID right, or no COVID, right. Josh doesn't change.
No, you can't change your life.
Oh, still man. Waiting at Costco for them to bring back the full array of samples, not just periodically.
Yeah. I went there on a weekday a couple days, like last week, and they were out.
They're starting to bring them back, but not as aggressive as they were before COVID.
They almost got me with, and I didn't try it, and maybe if I did, I would have. They made some crab rangoon.
Now that we're
they
talking.
Made and Zoe, the princess loves crab rangoon. I'm like, ooh, just you could just get it, and it was little, like bite size. But I was like, how good could it be?
And how good was it?
Pretty good.
I didn't.
You didn't try?
No.
You're not in on crab rangoons?
I'm not in on free samples.
Okay.
I mean, for no other reason than it's a place for people to stop and talk. But
so when you're trying something for the first time at. From Costco, you're gonna buy a whole box of it before you even try it?
Yeah, I've been guilty of that. I for instance, I went coconut panko instead of panko on the frozen shrimp and paid the price, tossed the box.
Yeah, sometimes you lose.
Yeah.
It's a gamble.
Yeah. See, don't you think Costco could increase their attendance if they would post like their rotation of samples?
No, because you get miscreants, but that's all they come. No.
See what has happened.
But
is,
you have to have a card to get into the store.
Yeah, because you can't just eat there anymore.
You can't just walk in.
No, because at the front thing they want to see your card.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, people just used to go in there and get lunch and bolt.
Sure. I did. I just go get the $1.50 hot dog or slice of pizza.
But you pay for the membership.
Yeah, now you do.
Well, it's Kanye. Well, instead of going left, you would just go right. Inside of Sam's Club.
Now we're doing that again.
Or you just say, forgot my card. I got to talk to the service desk. Got to get a replacement. They go, and as long as you're nice about it and you go up to the right person, maybe a little bit older, and sell that to them, they're like, oh, it's right over there. And you're like, thank you.
Now we're quoting.
Yeah, they don't seem like they're that huge a stickler.
Now we're quoting Kanye, the guy that using a membership ID and compared it to voting as if they were the same thing. That ye?
Tough look.
The quote machine.
Tough look.
But free samples have disappeared like at grocery stores. Because you used to go to like the Hy-Vee.
Yes, not at all.
And the little old lady would give you yogurt.
And demand
and then her
tough.
Sister would be on the next aisle giving you bacon. And then you go to one other and you'd have granola from like their aunt.
I was at a public grocery store the other day that said that they could have probably used a day to recover from the previous day, and they were so low on inventory.
Oh my
God. The fake Snowmageddon thing.
The stores are out of everything.
Dude, people lost their mind. And there's like big gaps where there's nothing in there.
I went to the store on
Sunday. I've never seen that before.
Sunday morning.
We're totally spoiled.
Because I had to go to two stores. And I went to the store on Sunday morning. I wanted to get some stuff for biscuits and gravy. I wanted to make biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Nobody had anything. No biscuits.
We
only like maple sausage, you know, like one kind of sausage.
You know how crucial it is? I was looking for something for some reason, somebody had the bright idea to do greens in our house and they wanted ham hocks. And I figured, oh man, you know, Sunday morning, go grab ham hocks. Unfortunately, I forgot it was the first of the year. You know, people have weird traditions on New Year's with like black eyed peas and stuff. My man scoured to and from to find me three ham hocks left in the entire grocery store. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. Everybody's out of everything. I don't know.
You gotta
figure out when they restock.
You're gonna laugh. TikTok has a great homemade sausage gravy recipe. It takes like 7 minutes.
I'm in.
As long as you have flour and have done
sausage in
the pot, I'm telling you.
That's what came up on my TikTok last night. Somebody was pouring ranch powder into a crock pot.
I'm telling you. What, did they look like me or you?
It was like, I don't know. Yeah, they look like me.
See, it's what is that?
But it was like chicken. It was supposed to be a.
Was it like a chicken tortilla?
Yeah, it was in like a crock pot.
Shocker.
And they put ranch seasoning in there. I'm like, what are you doing? Never use the stuff. I stay away from the stuff.
So, you know, they make it now in like a, you know, like a giant tube. Like you use it like you'd use Parmesan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
That's how I had, that's how I have some of my taco seasoning. That's pretty
good. Hey, the greatest investment ever. You don't have to buy the packets anymore.
Yep. Big old thing of taco seasoning.
You only have a couple of, you do like a cup, half a cup. You only have a couple of shots at it, though. You can maybe get 4 or 5 batches out of it.
I don't measure.
Just go by feel.
Yeah.
You're the reason they make the low sodium packets.
Oh, yeah.
My dude was just like, I don't measure. Yeah. So do you go by color?
Yeah, it's a feel thing. It's a gut thing.
Wow, you got a little olds in you, huh? People are just pinch. How much is a pinch? I don't know until it feels right.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, my wife will get out the cup every time. I'm like, what are we doing? What do you need the cup for?
Yeah.
I know how much a cup of water is.
Till it covers the top.
It's a 3 count. Josh, I've had many years of this.
Josh, you don't do any of the cooking, do you?
Not a lot, no.
None?
No.
Sharpie, you do most of yours when you're not buying out, right?
I cook all the time.
Microwaves and reheating frozen food is not cooking.
No, I've used more since the year started. I've used the stove more than the microwave.
When's the last time you've unthawed or defrosted ground beef?
Well, usually if I'm going to have something that has ground beef in it, I'll just go to the store at the time to get it. Yeah, I'm not throwing it in the freezer. Mm. I don't like leftovers.
What's your specialty? What are you making?
What do you want me to make?
Spaghetti.
What's your go-to?
I'm known for chili. Like, I'm known on the boards as for the guy that makes the best chili.
Now, keep in mind, Connor, this is the same guy that for watch parties, hey, come over, I'm going to watch a fight. His go-to is cookies.
Just cookies.
Oh, see, there needs some context in this, cookies. What he just said to you.
Cookies. Okay, cookies.
Like, it was a bunch of dudes.
Fun cookies?
Which makes it even worse. We're not having a cookie party.
Most places I show up with boxed wine, because boxed wine is very popular.
Yeah. Where were the cupcakes? My man, hey, ask him what he did with the leftovers.
Hey, Gary.
Took them. If no one's going to eat them, they're just going to get thrown out, and they're going to sit in his fridge.
Back.
And his wife is going to be like, what are we going to do with these? Okay. Just throw them away.
So here's a question. There's an office.
But there was some alcohol that I knew that you weren't going to drink.
He took the beer back. He took the beer back.
Well,
I wasn't going to drink it.
Yeah, you weren't going to drink it, so it was going to go to waste. So I might as well put it to use like me or the person waiting off 108th and Maple that wants like a dollar.
So there's an office potluck. Are you taking, you're eating your meal, and then you're taking one to go?
No, I don't go to those.
Okay.
I don't trust them.
Got it. But,
I'll cook for 20 people, but I don't want 20 people bringing food in.
You only trust you.
Yes, I only trust me.
I'm kind of with that. I call potlucks hope and pray. I usually bypass.
If there's something packaged in a potluck, I'll be like, okay.
So cookies. So we need to eat before we go over to your place.
Well, no, hey, if you come to my place, Connor, it'll be different.
Cookies. Just say that. This like
cookies. No, they were the really, those are the ones that
the classic
the sugar cookies that are frosted that like are at the front of every grocery store in America. And that talk to you when you walk by. And you're like, oh, this is a great, kids love them.
It's a party. It's a party good, cookie.
You walk in with the cookie and people are like, oh, yeah.
I can't believe you're now I got something to look forward to.
Are they themed? Are they like colored in the way that?
White, and blue around the 4th of July.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see
Christmas
that.
Time, you get a little green and red.
But there's no.
Halloween, orange and black.
But there's
Valentine's Day, you get red.
There's no real food.
Well, it's like.
You could have at least brought a dip. What's everybody's go-to?
Like a queso.
Barbecued wieners or the meat and cheese dip.
Well, I couldn't bring the slow cooker with me, or I would have brought my little weenies that are in barbecue sauce.
Again, a guy that uses crock pot wings.
Okay, so I was onto the crock pot thing before the air fryer.
It's not good.
Oh.
It's not good, but it's easy.
Oh, no. You got to know how to work the crock pot.
Dude.
The crock pot is not easy to work. But
for wings?
If you are a magician, you can work it, and you can get the best taste out of it.
Yeah, then you'll pick it up, and the meat will just fall off.
No, it does not happen. I've studied this. I've Googled it. I've watched YouTube.
And
I feel pretty
and
confident.
And you take cheap hotel soap that lasts you like
it's
one
not,
wash.
If I'm at a five-star hotel and they're giving me soap that is like better than the soap I have at home, why not take it? You guys just don't want to admit it out loud, but you've done the same thing, or your wives have done the same thing. They've like opened up their cosmetic bag.
If you use enough of that shower body wash, which I've made the mistake of doing being in numerous hotels, you'll come out looking like KD.
That's true.
Right?
It'll dry you out instantly.
Seriously.
It's not, I don't know if it's high quality gear. Like, it might be a high quality hotel, but I'm not sure that the
soap
is high
quality.
I mean,
not good enough to just walk off with.
There are some Marriotts that go high-end shampoo and soap that are better than what I have.
So what do you? What is the equivalent? Like Herbal Essence or?
I change it up. I change it up. I don't stick to one particular soap.
We're definitely going grocery shopping.
I was rubbing myself with grapefruit soap for about 3 weeks after Christmas. It was good soap.
So you don't go back to the same stuff. No, I'm not.
It's whatever he has on hand.
I'm not loyal to the soap.
Literally,
the soap does the same thing.
But you don't have a base soap.
No, I don't have a. I just want one soap. I'm in and out of the shower, all right? You guys are all in there for a long time.
I'm not in there very long.
Especially that guy over there, because we've showered.
11 minutes,
we've
bro.
Showered
look at
in
him.
The
have
same
you seen
place
his soap
before.
Bar?
It just takes, I got to, you know what? I got things to do. I don't have to spend all day in the shower. What am I doing in there? Okay, I know what I got to do. I get in the shower. I know what's got to be cleaned. I get it cleaned, and I'm out.
7.5 minutes, over, under.
Oh, under.
I'm under. I'm under on that.
Yeah, the last time I took a shower for 7.5 minutes, there was someone with me. I'm solo. I'm in and out.
Oh, cap. 6.5 minutes was coaxing her to get in. You ain't in there for 7.5 minutes. Oh, yeah.
Don't use that whole bar, honey. I want to take that home.
Hey, please. Please.
Yeah. Now that's
okay,
where
hey. That's I'll where wait in here until you come. 7 minute mark. She gets in. 7.5. Okay, good. Appreciate you giving in.
Probably
7.5
back
minutes,
in the day
my
when,
rear
I was,
end.
When I was looking at my finances, I had to pay for water. I'm like, okay, the clock's ticking.
Everybody out.
So not only, so you ever known such a cheap Casanova? I mean, Don Juan is out here just stealing from hotels, but slaying
man.
Dragons.
He's a real renaissance
okay.
man.
It Falling is not stealing. It is not stealing.
Absconding?
It's there it's for
not,
the taking.
No, he's right. It's not stealing.
It's like the candy on the person's desk. It's there for the taking.
Who? What person?
That's got the candy?
Yeah. Is it random or?
I'm just like, you work with people. You walk by, they got a desk, they got full of candy.
Now,
it's,
now here's
they're
the question.
Putting that out. For, okay, okay,
is
okay.
It, is it frowned upon?
This is it dude says 7.5 minutes.
No, it's not.
Is it frowned upon?
No.
Like you're walking
hey,
out of
my
like,
man.
Why do you think that housekeepers keep their carts open in the hallway? They know people are going to walk by and take stuff. Not, I wouldn't do that, though. I've never done
you
that.
Ask.
Oh, that.
No, you can't take it from the cart.
Hey, you ask. What, listen, you can ask.
One of my old school
I need
besties,
extra towel.
He said, are you still jacking around with self with yourself in lotion? Picky, picky, picky. I mean old. Like, he's known me over half my life. Gave me my first job, right? Like, that's funny. It must be a thing for me.
Yeah, I'm, you're overthinking things.
No, Sharpie, that soap doesn't even work. It's a Jedi mind trick.
It's not high
there
quality.
Are no cleaning hygienic components to it.
All right, I just, you know what? There are some things I will pay for in life.
It's like molded
I'm not paying
Play-Doh.
Like 10 bucks for a bar of soap.
You guys.
I'm you usually, the bar. Get
if
the...
I'm paying 10 bucks for a bar of soap, I'm usually getting two. And they're attached together.
Just get the big bottle. It'll last you a year.
Twin pack.
I'm not a liquid guy. I like the hardness.
Mm.
Gel. Isn't that what we're going with?
A lot of potential drops in this.
Gel.
And you said that I didn't like the crossover.
Yeah, I mean, well, you do say, so kind of your go-to the last, I don't know, 3 out of maybe the last 4 or 5 days, you go, okay, guys, get out of here.
You guys give off these you give off these cues.
What are they? Grabbing a bag?
Yeah, you grab a bag. Gary literally starts walking out of the door.
Hey, so Severe,
I'm like, just go.
Severe used to do this. We'd be in a conversation. He'd just walk out.
Just go.
Him and I look at each other and go, oh.
I guess it's over.
All right. Michael would be like in his car driving away. We'd see him pull out a Dodge and we'd be like completing a thought. We're like, oh.
I guess the crossover's done.
Okay, that's okay. Okay. Play the music.
Wait, are we?
You guys gave whatever you want.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but we should not tell that one. Remember that day?
I learned a lot that day.
My man just bounced. And Robbie goes, I didn't know anybody was mad until that just happened.
I need some background on this one.
I mean.
Eventually. I'm still learning the secrets.
Hey, do you remember the conversation we had with the red bumpy face cups restaurants?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I found a few that debunked that.
Yeah, it's not ironclad.
It's not, but like 70%.
Pizza place cups.
Oh, like you went to Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
The theory is that who hasn't
stolen one of those?
Oh, yeah.
This was, what, Big Ten? That was probably 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was at least 3 years ago, yeah.
And I was explaining, we were getting into some of my pickiness about food.
And we were eating dinner somewhere.
Yeah, it's a good place. And I said, generally speaking, gosh, there's so many places that use this, I'm afraid to offend. Generally speaking.
Not ironclad.
If you're one of those restaurants that's still using the red bumpy face glasses.
It's a plastic cup.
The food is just okay. That was
the theory.
Yeah.
And so we went through a lot of places.
Uh-huh.
And I would say, trash. Mm-hmm. Trash.
It's a quality cup, though.
So
and you had some
when
takes.
When you posted the...
Because we were trying to find places that bunked the trend, and you surprisingly said trash to a couple of them at the time. I don't remember what they were.
Yeah, I mean, like diners can typically get away with it, and it's okay. But for the most part, right? Like, haven't we evolved past that? Or not so much?
I haven't thought about it in
a while.
I
looked at them when I sent the picture to the boiled ribs.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
The cups?
Yes.
You tried to buy some?
No, but when I was Googling the images to tweet out,
oh, yeah.
That took me to Amazon.
Yeah.
Hey, for what they are, they're not cheap.
What do your targeted ads look like? Like when you
That's
know,
a great question.
Yeah,
I would love to
when
know.
You're
food.
On, when you're on Amazon, what are they trying to sell you?
Ham pies, bubbly water.
These are like life essentials.
So, ham pies, bubbly water. What else is on there? Usually, it's something buying in bulk. Seriously, that's shoes comes up quite a bit.
Gummy bears.
Oh yeah.
Oh, big package of gummy bears.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I just said this last night when we were at Papio. It's a vice, gummy bears, and so I hide them from myself. Because sometimes I do forget. And I bought 5 different brands at one time.
I thought just a sample. Day. Haribo has just the pineapple flavor. A bag of just the pineapple flavor.
See, that's not my go-to.
Okay.
They do those. It kind of ruins it.
I prefer, if it's that brand, I like the ones that are orange.
Or clear. I think you want to have the mix, like Starburst, too. You know, I like the pink ones the most, but I don't want a whole bag of the pink ones.
This dude is funny. He answers the phone like Shane, like he's annoyed. So I happened to be at a gas station, and so I bought the gas station brand.
Yeah.
And even those were good. I mean, they're not some of the brands we're talking about, but... That brand was pretty good.
How do you feel about sour gummy worms?
I'm not a sour guy. And I don't eat worms. I don't eat gummy worms.
Mm.
I'm a gummy bear guy.
Only bears.
Because you can overdo it.
Oh, yeah.
You can overdo it with gummy surface area.
Gummy tummy.
Right.
You ever had gummy tummy?
You know, people will get like the army men or the bugs. I'm like, it's like biting into a thick piece of cheese. I love cheese, but I'm not going to bite a block.
Yeah. No, I got you.
I may end up eating a block, but it will be.
I want to bite into it.
Small,
mm-hmm. Like string cheese.
I don't like string cheese.
You don't take a whole bite out of string cheese.
You know what they don't make enough of in string cheese? Yellow string cheese, like cheddar. Mm. You can find it periodically.
No,
but it's mostly whites.
Do not see that. Yes.
Which is, and I'm not a soft cheese guy.
Which is what?
Usually the less yellow, the more soft. No, that's not really it. It's about aged. It's about how long it's aged. I like...
Big Hickory Farms guy in the mall.
You know, like sharp cheddar can be a little brittle, like aged cheddar,
yeah.
Versus like a mozzarella that's flaccid.
Yep.
Or what's the term?
Floppy.
Stop.
So many drops.
Whatever. Okay, well.
Can your cheese really be that way?
You know what I mean?
Like when you're dangling it and it just... I'm trying to describe
what you're doing
over there.
See? See?
All right, this is how many minutes.
For the record, is yeah. Yeah, 7.5 minutes. Again, 6.5 is coaxing.
What are you doing in there? If it's just yourself, you get in, you get out. You know what you have to do. It's not confusing when you get into a shower what the end goal is.
I'm begging you! Get in!
He closes the door. He waits like 60 seconds. And he yells again. No, hey, I'm serious this time. Water feels great.
My water bill is going up rapidly.
Tick, 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 tick. You know, he's the guy that hogs the water spot. Puts them out in the open. I need the water.
Get in where you fit in, honey.
We're going sideways. Eric Chenander got a raise. Not very much, though.
I'm going to go with 30K.
Well, where was he? 850?
He was at 800.
You got to put him in Whipple territory.
So
900?
Nope. 620.
Less.
50K.
Yeah, that's
850,000.
Yeah. I called that one almost to the T last week. You have to.
Some people think it's insulting after last year to only get a 50K raise.
Well, he's held up his end of the deal.
Yeah, he sure has.
And then some.
I can't believe my guy, man. Good to hear from him. All right, Josh is mad. So, Connor?
Mm-hmm. Are we taking a call?
What's with the subtle eye roll?
It's not subtle.
What happened?
Just people are enjoying the conversation.
Oh, is that what it is?
They're making them laugh.
I think this is a setup.
Yeah.
This is a setup.
What's going to happen?
You guys know his delivery better than I do. Is he being serious?
Why don't you guys go to a break and then come back and take that call on air?
Love that idea.
We could do that.
It'd be a memorable segment.
I detected no sarcasm.
Because we'll just light the fire and have it start to burn, and then we'll just walk out.
Yeah, hey, who's our guy with the famous lights and fires and do the tires thing? We used to have him on all the time. Light some fires and burn some tires. Covered the southeast. Damn it, Sharpie.
He would say that on air?
Lights and fires and
light some fires and burn the tires, or
light some fires and burn the tires, light some fires.
Yeah, he's
that would be his out?
It was more of his in. You know, kind of like you.
He just said, hey, everybody, light some fires.
Hey, let's bring on Mike Hugan from the Orlando Sentinel to talk college football. Hey, guys!
Light some fires!
Light some fires! Burn some tires! SEC!
See, that's what I always say. I can't stand you
SEC!
Guys.
SEC! What's up, my people in Nebraska?
Yeah, okay. See, there's always the extra guy.
I don't remember this guy.
It'll come to you.
Like
or me.
When I'm in the shower?
Harry Connick Jr. says it on Independence Day.
Dude, you're a quote machine.
Yeah. Well, I just Googled it.
We didn't have him on to talk college football.
It would have been awesome, though.
Hey, Shane will know. He was sick for a while. I'm dead serious this time.
You have a great memory.
Wow.
No, you do. I mean, I don't recall this person. But I'm sure they were a great guest that has made numerous trips back
to
1620.
You go by nonverbal cues.
There it is.
As I put the backpack on my
shoulder.
I think
it means they're leaving.
All right, buddy. Have a good show.
Yep. See ya. Crossover is done. The show's next.